The U.S. Supreme Court overturned federal abortion protections this morning, putting a stop to most abortions in Wisconsin for now. As WUWM's Emily Files reports, healthcare providers paused abortions due to a 170-year-old Wisconsin law.
Wisconsin has an 1849 criminal abortion ban still on the books that makes providing abortions illegal except to save the life of the mother. Medical providers who perform abortions could be subject to up to 6 years in prison or a fine of up to $10,000. There are differing opinions on whether the 1849 ban automatically goes into effect, but until that's clarified, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has stopped performing abortions. President and CEO Tanya Atkinson said about 70 patients had abortions scheduled today and tomorrow.
And when the ruling came down, we had to go out to those individuals who were in our waiting room and say, "We're so sorry. That decision that you made for yourself, for your family, for your future is no longer your decision to make here in Wisconsin."
Planned Parenthood is now working with patients to find safe, legal abortions elsewhere, mainly in Illinois. What happens next with abortion law in Wisconsin is an open question. Governor Tony Evers urged the Republican-led legislature to repeal the 1849 abortion ban, but lawmakers refused to act during a special session Wednesday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said whether the 1849 law is in effect will likely be a question for the courts.
You know, Wisconsin has a 19th century abortion ban that is still in the books, but it also has a series of rules that regulate abortion and are based on the assumption that abortion is lawful. And so I expect that we are going to see litigation. And while that plays out, there's going to be significant uncertainty about what the state of the law in Wisconsin is.
Call, a Democrat, said he will not enforce the abortion ban. But Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's legal advocacy director, Michelle Velasquez, said healthcare providers are still at risk of criminal charges if they continue with abortions.
There are 72 counties in the state with different district attorneys who may have different thoughts on the applicability of the law. And with the ability to pursue criminal charges, since most criminal charges are pursued by county prosecutors.
Velasquez said Planned Parenthood is considering its legal options with the goal of bringing back safe legal abortions to Wisconsin. AG Call said his office plans to announce its next steps next week, but he declined to say what options are on the table. Anti-abortion rights group Wisconsin Family Action released a statement celebrating the overturning of Roe v. Wade and encouraging prosecutors to enforce the 1849 abortion ban. Wisconsin Republican legislative leaders haven't indicated what action, if any, they plan to take, though they have released statements applauding the Supreme Court's decision. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.